Hello, Audio Boom. Just a few thoughts on the rugby. So today we saw a fairly dominant, powerful South Africa beat Wales. Wales put up a splendid fight, but they were just too outgunned in the end. Good game though, but the South Africans were just a bit too strong, and that the second to last try when the scrum half gave away that beautiful pass to the number 8 gave away the beautiful pass to the number 9 and scored. That was a lovely piece of work. And we just saw New Zealand decimate the French, absolutely destroy them. I always thought New Zealand had a few more gears to go up, and they certainly have gone up a few gears, and they're a great outfit. The French are all bulk and no substance, really, all bulk and no skill. They're big and strong up front, but they don't really know what to do with the ball, that their skills are rather lacking. So tomorrow we have Ireland versus Argentina and Scotland versus Australia. Well, I think Ireland are the stronger team out of the two remaining Northern Hemisphere teams. I think they're stronger than Scotland, and I think they can beat Argentina. At least I hope they can. Argentina are a very good team, but I think Ireland may have the edge there. Scotland, however, I don't really think they can do much against Australia. I think Australia will probably beat Scotland, although Australia have got a couple of very, very important players out. So Scotland may have a squeak here. So we've got a big match. The first big match we know of next week is New Zealand, South Africa. That'll be a cracker. So there we go, just some thoughts on the World Cup. If you're interested in rugby or sport or anything, then do respond in any way you feel appropriate. Thank you so much for listening to me. And congratulations, New Zealand. Awesome display. Bye-bye.